Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
President Trump is holding out for a diplomatic solution to the Israel-Iran conflict.
Diplomatic immunity!
Can't hear the word diplomat or diplomatic without thinking of Lethal Weapon 2.
Diplomatic immunity.
Diplomatic immunity.
And what does he say when he drops the container on him?
Revoked.
The shipping container.
It's been revoked.
You ever seen the movie, have
no,
you?
No, I've never seen
Ruined.
It.
Ruined. Now
never
you can't see it.
Seen it. Because that is at the end. It was revoked.
Yeah, it's the guy from Mighty Ducks.
Wear thick socks, Gordon.
You know that one? That guy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The old coach or whatever, his mentor.
He ran the skate shop.
Yes. Yes. Where he gives him the skates. It's that guy, and he plays a bad guy.
Diplomatic immunity.
Diplomatic immunity.
In the same way that I can't talk about democracy without it being democracy manifest.
Very similar. Very similar.
Yes. Well, Donald Trump has equivocated publicly when it comes to the U.S. involvement in the conflict between Israel and Iran. And it kind of started with a Truth Social post when he said, quote, "We have control over the skies over Iran." Now, Israel had control over the skies in Iran, and he used the word "we." And it was funny, a National Review editor in the podcast said, you know, if Republicans are pretty concerned about pronouns, we is an important one to use in this conversation.
Because, and that was, I think, that's really been the issue over the entire last week is, well, wait a minute, how involved are we?
How involved are we
going to get?
Yes.
Because if you have been arguing for years that we shouldn't be helping Ukraine because we can't keep getting into wars, which we never sent any troops over there, and all we did was give arms to them that were old and were going to be replaced anyway, because that's part of our economy, is replacing and, you know, making and selling and arms. Mm-hmm. You can't make the argument that that was too much and then now be on board with the idea of potentially actually using our own troops to do something, whether it's pilots or whatever else.
There's a lot here. Yeah, there's a lot here. And Trump obviously has been outspoken about his isolationist tendencies. The populists that run the Republican Party now, they are isolationists. I mean, isolationism tends to be a pretty big current within the populist stream. And so you do see that, you know, no more forever wars. Donald Trump talked about that. But he was asked about the conflict between Israel and Iran and whether or not the United States would be involved. And he said this.
You don't know that I'm going to even do it. You don't know. I may do it. I may not do it. I mean, nobody knows what I'm going to do.
Okay. There's a chance.
I suppose in maybe a black ops kind of situation, you don't want to show your hand, right? But if we're about to get involved, I don't know about the... OK, It could be that he knows exactly what he wants to do, but he doesn't want to say it publicly. And I'm going to grant him that possibility. But at some point, you're going to have to be public with it because you should be going through Congress.
Or not public. You just say, well, you know, Israel's a great ally and they have a right to defend themselves. Because here's the thing. I'm telling you exactly what's happening with all these Western leaders and all of Europe. They can condemn it. Say, oh, Israel, you know, you can't escalate it. And, you know, well, you know, Israel and Iran, that's a conflict they have. And they say that publicly. And they go, then they go behind closed doors and they say, thank goodness that Israel is blowing up the nuclear sites there in Iran.
Well, they're doing, first of all, they're doing a little more than that right now, and they wouldn't be able to do it without us.
So that
should be said.
Well, but allegedly, they don't have the big bunker busters.
Which are made here, by the way, in St. Louis.
Yes, and they don't have the big ones.
But that's not really the issue. Is it's not about whether or not we're assisting them. It's about whether or not we are really getting involved in a full-scale war, because this is somebody who literally ran on no more wars. There could be no more wars as soon as I take office day one.
No,
Joe Biden's getting us into wars. That's what this is about.
No, I know that. That's what I'm saying is we know that we provide Israel with military help and the Iron Dome and all that. I know that. I know we give them money and weaponry. But generally, to the public, whether it is the president of the United States or the president of Canada or the president of France or of Germany or any of these EU leaders, we know of course we give Israel military help and weapons and so forth and money and so forth. But it gives us plausible deniability to say, well, we don't really know how they're using it. We don't know what's going on. Generally, that's what these leaders say. Donald Trump, I think, can't help himself. I don't think he likes to think that there is a big military operation going on and he's not the big man on campus. This would be a time to let Israel be the big man on campus. Now, you can say, like, we support them. Absolutely. I'm not saying don't say that you support them or they have a right to defend themselves. But I'm telling you, nobody wants a nuclear Iran. Everybody knows Iran is the largest state sponsor of terror, spending billions of dollars on their nuclear program and Hezbollah and Hamas and all these other terrorist groups, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, the Houthi movement, billions of dollars to in Syria to Assad that killed tens of thousands of Palestinians. So this is what Iran's doing. They've trademarked the phrase death to America, death to England, death to Israel, death to the Jews and the infidels. Like, that's what they're doing. They've been promising that when they have the ability to blow up Israel, they will. They have a countdown clock. They have a countdown clock to the end of the existence of Israel.
We've also been talking about Iran and nukes for 30 years. It's just around the corner. And it clearly has not been just around the corner.
But I will say this.
And Israel would not be doing this now if they weren't very confident. They're not even close to the capability of it.
But think of this. How many accidents have happened over the years? I can think of 4 accidents in the past 6 years where, a nuclear facility or uranium enrichment plant, there's an accident. My guess is Israel's making sure that Iran doesn't get nuclear, and we can say whatever we want about Israel, but I'm telling you, behind closed doors, every single one of those leaders in Europe and in North America are thanking God that Israel's doing
this. That's not even the important point as far as the United States is concerned, is whether or not we are actually sending troops or going to really, not just a little bit of assistance here and there, but I'm talking like get full scale involved. That's what the concern is. That's why people keep asking him, what are you going to do here?
And that's
because they want to know.
He can't help himself in the sense of like, this would be the time for him
not
to.
You think he's just saying like, we're doing the same thing that America always does, just kind of help them on the down low. That's what you're saying? But he can't help but talk about being involved.
I think he wants to be the big man on campus. I think he wants to do something.
And I'm not that confident that that's what's going on. I think people are legitimately concerned, and they have every right to be, because this is a fly by the seat of his pants kind of guy, which is not really in my opinion, a great quality to have if you have this position, but that's just
not
sort
when it
of,
comes to Iran. No,
well, anything,
yeah.
anything. He does it kind of on anything, on a whim. He's been like that on immigration. He was a week ago talking about, this immigration policy is really a problem for farms and for hospitality. So we're going to back off on that. And then he 3 days later went back on that. So he's not really consistent in anything. So why should we feel confident,
oh, I'm not confident
that he's not really going to get us involved in something?
Oh, no, that's
here.
What I'm
when
saying.
He ran
yes.
on getting us out of wars, never-ending wars. Joe Biden, Barack Obama, George Bush, getting us in never-ending wars. Well, this dude acts like he wants to really get involved
that's
in
what
one
I'm
now.
I'm saying. He is so fickle. I have said this over and over again. He has no North Star other than himself. So if he happens to align with your isolationist values or your populist values, it's only because in that moment it was beneficial for him to say
sure.
that thing.
Yeah.
So now when people say, well, wait a minute, I thought he didn't want to get involved in war. No. In the moment, it benefited him to say, we've got to end forever wars. We've got to stomp out the neocons. And now you think he's backtracking. He's not backtracking on anything because he has no fixed point other than how he feels in that moment. And that's what I'm saying is, if he had a fixed point, he would stop talking. Don't get the United States more involved than it needs to be right now. And to your point, I have no confidence that on a whim he might think, you know what? Let's do more because I want to yeah. say that I'm the one that did it.
Right. And I just hope that if he does this, the people who voted for him because he promised we were getting out of wars, I hope they go, wait, hold on a second. Wait a minute. You said the other thing. I hope they don't just fall in line with it, go, well, because that's what Donald Trump wants to do, then that must be the right thing to do. Have some critical thinking here, and I hope that's what people do. And I imagine a lot of people who voted for him will have those thoughts, but there's a very hardcore percentage that it does not matter what he says. They are in. They're in because they think he just knows what he's doing at all times and is smarter than everybody else.
And that's why, again, why I wish he would stop talking, because here's the thing. Israel knows how to protect itself, and I think Israel does a lot that we don't know about, in the sense of it's like, hey, we've got to protect ourselves. The world is against us. All of the surrounding countries want to blow us up, and a lot of the West is starting to look at us as a really bad guy. So we've got to do what we need to do to preserve ourselves, the small little country that we are. I have confidence that Israel is confident that they're going to make sure that Iran can't develop nukes, that they're taking out the leaders of the Iranian regime, which, by the way, the Iranian people are suffering terribly under this regime, whether
yeah.
it's the morality police and the women and all of this, right? So it's not the Iranian people, it's the Iranian regime.
Yeah.
And Israel wants to take them out. And I have confidence that Israel can do what it needs to do. And I think if the United States kind of does what it normally does, which is we support Israel's right to defend itself, I don't want Trump to get us more involved than we need to be.
Well, I think we should take some ownership and recognize that we are, as a country, way before us, partially responsible for what Iran is now, because they had a democratically elected government in the 50s and we overthrew them because we helped overthrow them because we thought they were a little too Soviet friendly or going to be. And there were oil interests. So that is one of the reasons that this religious fundamentalism was able to take over in the 50s. And that's our fault. So I think we should.
The Islamic Revolution
happened in the 70s, but it started in the 50s when we overthrew a democratically elected leader because, again, we thought he was cozying up too much with the Soviets. And that's our fault. So we should take ownership of that. And there's a reason Iran doesn't like us. And I think it's okay to acknowledge that, too.
And they've I will say radical Islam has never liked us. The founding fathers dealt with it. When you had like the Tripoli pirates and all that. I mean, this radical Islam has been attacking infidels, Christians, Americans, whatever it is, before America had anything to do with their country. So there, it is the ideology of radical Islam, but it goes back.
It could have a lot to do with history that goes well beyond that too. I mean, I don't think we're perfect, and I think we should acknowledge that maybe we are also partially to blame for some ills that have happened in other countries over the hundreds of years. I think it's okay to acknowledge that. And it's not just
America didn't exist in 1530.
Christianity did, and I think they might see us as a Christian nation. Some people, I don't think everybody does, but there were some really bad things that happened hundreds of years ago.
Deal with it now, because radical Islam is not good.
No radical religion is good. Zero. None of them. There's not a single radical religion that is good. Let's get a break. 314-436-7900. Go right ahead and join the show. We'd love to hear from you. And don't forget, we're going to give away tickets to the Outlaw Fest, which is coming up at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, June 28th. Final pair of tickets this week to give away. Got to be listening for your chance to win on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's been Community Shoutout Week here on the Chris and Amy Show. We've got, in case you didn't know, 100 Acts of Kindness, which is ongoing now through the end of the year, in partnership with Jerry Kelly Heating and Cooling and Electrical. And we appreciate them being a part of this with us. And we started things off at Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis, doing a broadcast from there. They, by the way, Urban League has another real big push for donations of supplies tomorrow. So Urban League at 1408 North Kings Highway during the afternoon, they are taking donations of all those supplies that are still needed for tornado relief. So like canned food, that sort of thing, bottled water, hygiene supplies, cleaning supplies, infant supplies, all of those things they are still looking for. And we have been asking you all week to tell us about somebody that you are aware of, either a friend of yours or somebody in the community that you know who has been acting kindly, doing kind things, and you think deserves a little bit of recognition. Go ahead and tell us about that person. You can text in at 314-436-7900, or you can leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. And sometime soon here, we are going to, we're going to be highlighting a charity of the week. And we want to do that throughout the rest of the year. And I think, so if there are charities that you would like to tell us about, you know, go ahead. Same thing. Text into the show. Leave a voice message with us or at Chris Amy KMOX. Tweet at us and let us know, because there are a lot of charities out there that don't get the recognition that like American Cancer Society does, you know, LLS. These are some of the bigger charities. And if there's one that you think is doing really good work and doesn't get the recognition, maybe a local charity, tell us about them. We'd like to hear about them.
Yes. So many charities doing great work locally, just like boots on the ground. Sometimes it's like a mom and pop organization or that equivalent of that with a charity. Also with the heat wave, Ronge, that will be hitting St. Louis with heat indices well over 100, super humid. I know a lot of people as well still affected by the tornado, working outside, doing repairs. Look out for your neighbors. Look out for the elderly. Also, if you need access to a cooling center, you can call the United Way by dialing 211. Mm-hmm. So dial 211. That will take you to the United Way that will give you information on how to find a cooling center this weekend. So just again, we've talked about so many people who are displaced out of their homes. I mean, it could be 1-2 years longer, depending on your situation, that you will be out of a home. And so look out for your neighbors this weekend. Be careful. Hydrate. If you're pushing through to work on your home after the tornado, again, everybody, look out for one another this weekend.
I joke all the time about how St. Louis summers are gross. They're disgusting, and I hate them. And I hate this 100 degrees that we're about to. I don't like extreme heat and humidity. I just don't. And we tend to have that a little too much here. I joke about it, right? But there are people where that weather is actually dangerous because of the environment that they live in. Mm-hmm. So do check on your neighbors, check on your friends. If you know somebody is vulnerable in that way, it's really important that you do that, especially a weekend like this. We have the heat advisory that starts at noon tomorrow, and it's going to be bad through like Tuesday of next week. So check on your people.
And pets. If it's pets hot too, and you have a pet, be careful taking your pets for a walk. Hey, keep listening, because we are giving away tickets.
Outlaw Fest. Bob Dylan. Willie Nelson. Nathaniel Rateliff.
Rateliff.
I've been chastised by...
Told you!
These people who love Nathaniel Rateliff.
Mm-hmm.
And the Night Sweats.
You have...
One, they're two different... They're not two different bands. They're the same
band. Wait till we tell you to call, but when we do tell you, you have minutes, and it's your last chance, so most of you...
No. You have seconds.
Seconds. Oh, so I meant minutes from now.
Oh, yes. But you will, when it is time to call.
You'll have seconds.
You will have seconds.
So most of you will lose.
Oh, there's no question about that. Bunch of losers listening to this show. Why is Tyler laughing at us? We're not funny. Tyler Rosen, it's good to see you, pal. Matt Pajeski, we see him every day.
These are the guys that make this show happen. If you're thinking, wow, this show is so good, who could possibly make this show happen? It's Matt Pajeski and Tyler Rosen.
It's Chris and Amy, 104.1 FM.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's do it right now. We're going to give away these tickets, baby. And this is the last chance you have all week to win tickets for Outlaw Festival, June 28th at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. And we need caller number 7 to 955-1120. That's the contest line. 314-955-1120. Caller 7 gets to see Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, and Nathaniel Rateliff. What a great show that is going to be at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on June 28th.
All right. Well, we've talked about how KMOX was pretty buttoned up for years. When I first started with Charlie in 2019, I mean, it was like a collared shirt, nice pants. Never would have worn jeans. Never. And apparently when I started coming here, 2016, 17, 18, again, went with Charlie in 2019, a lot of guys still wore suit and tie. Still a suit and tie.
Yeah.
Not wearing the tie was the big, risky, casual day that we would have. Now, after COVID, things got very casual. People started wearing jeans every day. And then when KMOX brought you on board and Kevin Wheeler on board and the Dave Glover Show on board, things went to hell.
Well, they got there
People
before me.
People dressed terribly.
Glover and Wheeler were here before me, yeah. Like years before me.
Yeah. Well, it got very casual. A little too casual around here. At any rate, the Wall Street Journal came out with a list of the 39 definitive rules of office fashion. I thought we'd hit some of them.
Okay.
See how well you do.
Is this a quiz for me?
Not so much a quiz as maybe an anecdotal review of the Wall Street Journal list. So if you have the kind of workplace where shorts are okay, you already know it. If you aren't sure, then your work is not shorts appropriate.
So that means if you're not seeing people in shorts, then it's not appropriate.
If you don't know if you're allowed to wear shorts to work, then you're not. But if you have a kind of workplace where shorts are okay, you already know it.
I don't agree with this. Because what if no one's tested it? What if it is okay? It's just that nobody's tried it out yet.
Chris Myhill wore his swimming trunks to work when he worked
with
Charlie Brennan.
So then, yeah, it must be okay. Did anybody say anything to him?
I think so.
Well, maybe jokingly, because they had not seen it before.
His wife asked him, didn't you know the liner? Didn't you notice the liner? And he said, well, I thought shorts had liners now. She said, did you notice the logo that said Speedo on it? He did not.
Well, I mean, but the point is, he did wear shorts.
You wear shorts outside, but you don't really wear shorts here, do you? I never really noticed.
No, I wore them to, I thought we were broadcasting outside at Urban League.
Embarrassing.
And I showed up in shorts. It's fine.
His big, stupid legs were out there at the Urban League.
My legs are fine.
It says a cropped top is okay, but a crop top is not.
A cropped top is okay, but a crop top. What is the difference?
I know. So it doesn't explain. It just says a crop top that shows off your midsection is not okay for work. They also suggested, they said wearing a crop top that shows off your midsection is okay literally anywhere else but work, except maybe church. I wouldn't wear a crop top to church. But a cropped top, maybe that's just the style where it hits at your waistline.
Okay.
And you can tell it's like an Oxford shirt, but for women, sometimes they cut them off so they're boxy. I think they're trying to be cute. I find it more confusing. All right, it's a hard no on flip-flops. Same goes for Crocs and athletic slides. Colleagues should never have to see your entire foot, and colleagues should never have to hear thwack, thwack, thwack.
It's one of the worst sounds.
Yeah, the hallway.
Let me go ahead and amend this.
Mm-hmm.
There should be no flip-flops anywhere except for the beach.
Yeah, that is the only place. I agree.
I don't care if it's summertime. I don't care if you're in a patio enjoying an ice cold beer in the middle of the summer. No.
I'm anti flip-flop.
Flip-flops are awful.
I'm anti flip-flop. And they're even supposedly coming back, like, here's Kendall Jenner and Jennifer Lawrence in flip-flops.
I hate your flip-flops.
No, they're the worst.
I hate your flip-flops. I hate them.
Now,
I hate them.
It does say, and I hope,
your feet are gross.
I hope this is for women only. I don't think men should ever show their toes at work. I think it's disgusting.
Who shows their... What men show their toes
there
at work?
There are a few. There are a few.
Here?
Okay, so the Wall Street Journal says it is okay to show a little toe as long as your toenails are neat and tidy and you've had a pedicure and the shoe-to-foot visibility ratio is tipped in the balance of the shoe. Here's the thing. I have some nice sandals, like maybe a little heel or a sandal. I don't wear a heel, but a nice sandal that shows your toes. And even then, I only wear them if I have pants that really cover the foot because I feel naked when my toes are out at work.
Yeah, your toe. I don't think your toes should be out. Feet are bad. I don't care if your feet are cute.
Men should never show their toes. Ever.
Beach.
But not
beach
at work.
Pool.
I don't care if, let's say you go get a pedicure every 3 days.
I don't care if you're going to a street fest.
I don't care if you're a foot model.
Street fest in the summer, no flip-flops. Sorry. I'll tell you, there's one. I got this big buddy of mine. He's like 6'8". He's just a big dude.
A big buddy.
Yeah, he's a big guy. And he's a dope, right?
Mm-hmm.
Love him. And we were in California a few years ago. And... it was Hermosa Beach. So the streets are angled down.
Yeah.
We were waiting for the car to pick us up to take us to the airport. And they were all, I was coming out of the house. We all stayed in the same house. I was coming out and they were already in the street waiting for the car. And they had their roller bags and the bags are sitting next to them as they're standing and talking. And then I guess I missed this part, but slowly his bag started to roll down the hill. Then it started to pick up speed. And he turned around and he noticed what was going on and he started running after it. So when I came outside, you know, the thwack, thwack sound,
yes.
It was like thwack, 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 thwack. Like he's running down because he's in flip flops
and he's 6'8".
And he's running down after this suitcase, which ended up in the next street and a car almost hit it. So,
yeah.
I hate that sound.
Uh-huh.
I hate the thwack, thwack sound.
So that's a big no. It also says the width of your pants doesn't matter as much as the rise matters. The higher the rise of your pants, the safer for work. Quote, we all have to bend over now and then. So big, trendy, high-waisted slacks are a great choice. So it doesn't matter if your pants are really wide. However, there is such a thing as too tight pants. Quote, if your calves or anything else is bulging out, your pants are too tight.
Let me tell you something about this. None of this is going to be a problem with my new business, Nice Package, the delivery service where you are encouraged, in fact, required to wear jeans cut off as short as possible. We are going to put UPS and FedEx out of business. I guarantee you.
Yep.
People are going to pay a premium for this service.
All right. They also said jeans are no longer just for Fridays. It's okay to wear jeans any day of the week.
That's right.
If your office dress code is business casual. However, your jeans need to be a straight leg, non-ripped, non-too tight, non-too baggy.
Okay. It's too many nons.
So basically just a straight leg pant, not ripped. Also, iron your clothes. People need to stop wearing wrinkly clothes to work. You look stupid.
I agree with that. I don't see a lot of wrinkly clothes here.
I was a little worried. My problem with some shirts, especially if they're linen, you iron them, and as soon as you sit in the car, they get wrinkly.
Well, I don't think linen is supposed to be ironed flat. It's supposed to have a wrinkly look to it.
Yeah,
that's the only thing that's acceptable.
Linen, yeah, I don't wear a lot of linen. That's fancy. Okay, if your shirt, this is something for you and Kevin, if your shirt has moisture wicking technology, or if it has a UPF sunscreen technology, you need to keep it for the outdoors.
Mm-mm. Disagree.
No. I mean, you look like you're wearing moisture wicking half
suit. This is cotton. This is just straight up regular cotton.
You had Under Armour on the other day. Under Armour usually wicks.
Well, I don't know if mine wicks, but I will continue to wear my Under Armour jackets.
Here's a very specific no-no. Do not wear droopy socks.
Droopy socks, so that they aren't like up tight around your calves?
It's okay to wear quirky socks. One, it's not okay to wear socks that you wore to the gym.
What about your doily socks?
Well, those are fashionable.
Are they?
Yeah, they're lace.
You're the only person I know who wears them. I've never seen anybody else with those.
You know how we
toddlers,
know?
I've seen toddlers with them.
We know that you take care of your, or spend time with your mom, because you know the word doily.
Well, I had a grandmother too.
Well, you spent time with her. Good job.
Yeah, you're an old guy. You're like an old man.
Ask Tyler.
I know what a doily is.
Tyler Rosen, did you know what a doily was before we were talking about it? Yeah, everybody knows.
Well, that's because everybody had a grandma, probably. A lot of people did. Not everyone.
Yeah.
Some people.
Everybody has a grandma. Everybody had one at some point.
Had a grandma. You had to have had a grandma, otherwise you aren't here.
I had a great grandma till I was 24.
That's insane.
My family liked the young, you know what I mean?
No, can you explain it?
No. Please continue.
All right. This one hits close to home. You're only supposed to have two bags, maximum. You can carry a work bag or a tote bag, but any more bags would be too many bags.
You walk in here like you just got in a fight with your husband, and you're moving out.
It does! You're right! And it's always kind of like slipshod, and looks like I threw it all together at the last minute. I'm a little harried. Yeah, you're right. It does. It looks like a domestic every day when I show up.
Slipshod.
Characterized by a lack of care, thought, or organization.
Very good. Thank you, Matt. Very, very good. You need to do something about those bags,
like a
lady. But you're not alone. For whatever reason, women love to have just a million bags on them.
Here's the thing, though. If you're like, if you go to one of the sales ladies and go, Amy, or I don't know, let's make up a name. Patty.
Oh.
or Karen.
Karen.
Karen. I forgot there was a real Patty.
Margaret.
But if you go to Margaret and say, what's in your bag? And you're like, well, here's my makeup, and here's this, and maybe a little spritz, and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. All this different stuff. You know what I had in my bag? Meatballs. Oh. I had a bag full of meatballs.
Was it?
Michael goes, what's in your bag? I said, well, here's my water bottle, here's my LaCroix, my extra coffee, and meatballs. That's what was in my bag.
Amy Poehler's got that podcast, and I'm just thinking of this now. In the last week, I want to say it might have been Seth Meyers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was him or whatever, but she's got him on the show, and he was talking about being out to dinner with her and a bunch of other comedians who you would know if I said their names.
Sure.
I think Tina Fey was there, maybe not. I don't know. But it would be all female comedians that you know. And he was like, I sat there.
Yes.
And he said basically the entire night, you would think it's all these funny conversations going on, but it was just all of you women looking through your bags
tote
for
bags.
Something.
Yes.
Everybody had a tote bag. Some people had the same tote bag. And they spent half the time looking mm-hmm. through their tote bags for something.
Yeah. I mean, and I try to streamline. So one is my work bag, which is my notebooks, my laptop, and all of that. And then I have a separate bag that I keep my meatballs in.
Women go to work with bags the way I overpack when I go away for a weekend trip.
Yeah, which is ironic because I only do carry-on for a 10-day trip. I don't even check a bag for a 10-day trip. You know why? Because you don't bring your own meatballs.
You don't, okay. You don't need to bring your own meatballs.
Yeah, you do.
I need you to stop. By the way, I need you to stop having lunch for breakfast.
I'm so hungry when
you're
get here.
You're killing me with your lunch for breakfast.
The meatballs were a little stinky this morning.
Everything you eat is stinky. It's either onions or garlic,
it's
meatballs.
Not onions and garlic.
And it's loud. Everything you eat is loud.
It's more satisfying to eat when you crunch. I don't do smoothies.
It's not satisfying to me. It's making my morning experience that much more worse.
Much more worse.
Much more worse than it already was. It's Chris and Amy. We have Out of Context, the week Out of Context, next on KMOX.
Now, a look back at this week's Chris and Amy show, Out of Context.
You don't like when your pants are
Who does? Who likes smoky pants?
Smoky pants?
Is that what you said?
Swampy.
Well, that bottom tastes great. The older men get, the looser their pants get.
Ah!
We get two tasers, new one, old one, and you could tase each nipple.
Okay, does he have testicles of glass?
Do vegan hot dog burps stink?
Ew, everything vegan stinks.
What could you possibly have to offer Maria?
Oh.
Hey, let's go to Raja Brand. Raja, what's going on out there?
I'm a window licker.
You don't want Roundup on your nuts?
Whoa. Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow. So that was the week out of context.
Okay.
But I guess we have more. And we're playing a game with Matt Pajeski.
We have to explain ourselves.
You don't have more, but I'm going to have you...
Oh, try to go back and explain those.
So I've got those clips isolated here.
Explain yourself.
Yeah, you're going to have to defend yourself or at least give context to why you said such horrible things
on
KMOX's Sacred Airwaves.
Yeah.
Sacred Airwaves. All right, go ahead.
Honestly, most of them are from Chris Ranji. All right, Ranj, I need you to provide some context for this.
Well, that bottom tastes great. Oh, we were talking about lobsters being bottom feeders.
Wow.
And how they're gross to eat, but lobsters are good tasting.
Was that it?
That's it.
Yeah. Man, I wouldn't have remembered that for $1 million. I can't remember why you thought
the bottom
tasted.
Because you call them bottom feeders. I'm like, well, the bottom tastes great because lobsters are delicious. Lobster is delicious. Okay, nailed it.
All right, Amy, I've got one for you.
Okay. Hey, does he have testicles of glass?
Well, here's what I remember.
I don't remember that one at all.
Someone said their testicles were shattered. That was the phrase. He had shattered, and I'm like, shatter? Like, do testicles shatter? I feel like they wouldn't. I feel like they would smush.
Somebody. Okay, yeah, it was somebody who got hit down there?
Yes.
Where? When?
Down in the testicles, the testicular region.
Yeah, that's the where.
I cannot remember where it was, though.
It was a protester who was protesting ICE, got hit with a rubber bullet.
Rubber bullet.
Yeah.
In the nads.
And he said they shattered.
I feel like they would explode.
Yeah.
Shattered is different. Shattered implies that there are shards of testicle.
Right.
Now, in his pants.
Now, just there's got to be a mess of testicle instead.
A mesticle.
All right. I could use that one for next week.
Yeah.
Ranji, that's a mesticle.
Ranji, give context to this.
We'll get two tasers, new one, old one, and you could tase each nipple. Was it, I have no idea.
I don't remember either.
I have no idea.
So we were talking with Sean Malone about, we were talking to Michael Calhoun about his bulletproof vests and how they expire.
Oh, okay. So we were going to test the, okay.
This is actually terrifying.
Yeah, because the Kevlar expires in the bulletproof vest. Okay. So, all right. What else you got?
All right, this one is a combination of both you guys.
Do vegan hot dog burps stink?
Ew, everything vegan stinks. I know. Mr. Chestnut has returned to the hot dog eating contest.
Joey Chestnut.
And he was banned because he was representing a vegan hot dog company, and they decided that vegan hot dogs don't count as hot dogs, therefore it's not a conflict of endorsers, and he is back in the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest.
That's right.
You guys are good.
That
very
I remembered.
Good. Very good. I don't know if I feel like I would have said it was about a texter. A texter texted in about vegan hot dogs, but you're correct.
Ranji, explain this one.
I'm a window licker, you know?
Oh, we were talking about the children screaming in the restaurant, and that was our question of the week, is how quickly should you take your screaming child out of the restaurant if they're disturbing everybody? And somebody texted in about those window lickers, and I had never heard children be referred to as window
ankle
lickers.
Ankle biters, you've heard of.
Dogs. Little ankle biter dogs.
Well, no, those are kids.
Ankle biters are dogs. Little tiny dogs.
I thought they were for kids.
No.
I think they are. We'll look it up.
Look it up, Tyler.
We've got a couple more. This one is in the same vein.
Oh, that's a screaming. That's how loud the child was screaming at the breakfast place last weekend.
Because the toddler screamed like a 45-year-old man.
And it was a literal 15 minutes. It's not one of those like, hey, he went on for 15. It was 15 because I counted it. It was at least 15.
Unbelievable.
Take that kid outside.
This is the final one.
Show again.
Was I making fun of morning shows?
Yes.
Morning zoo shows. That's what that was.
Yep. He goes, every morning show.
And there's a guy in the background like,
kind of like the 9 o'clock hour on Fridays.
That is Chuck Wagon and Beefsteak.
Beefsteak, yeah.
Something like that.
Chuck
Wagon. You guys
Wagon
did a good job.
And that was pretty good.
You only forgot one, which was the nipple.
Nipples. Well.
Well.
Good for us. We
you
did
know
well.
What? I know.
That was the week out of context.
I have a new appreciation for people who have to testify in front of, like, in these Senate hearings. They're like, didn't you say? And then someone will reply, I don't know. I don't remember. Man, I get it now. You talked about tasing your nipples and you didn't remember.
Did not remember. Did not remember why. Well, good for us.
Nice work, everyone.
A texter says, grow up, Chris. Crunchy is good. Talking about crunchy food and how you're always bringing in loud food.
Oh.
I didn't say it wasn't good. I'm saying in the office. You know, you probably shouldn't bring a full seafood dinner in here either. Those are terrific, but you don't bring them to work.
Well, chips are fine. They sell chips at work.
Let's do some baseball, shall we? But first, you need to know that on the Odyssey app, everything you have missed is there. Go back and listen to us there on the Odyssey app. We appreciate you. We'll be back with you on Monday at 9 o'clock. But coming up next, it is the Gas House Gang. Mike Claiborne, Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler, and me. Also, John Rooney joins the show. A lot of baseball talk coming up from 12 to 1 on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.